Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by SCORE and features Jerome Chiaro, who is visiting us from SCORE 114, which is the number one SCORE chapter in the nation, right?
We are. We just got that accolade, I think, for the fourth time overall, which is kind of a big deal. SCORE is a big deal nationwide, and to get that, I think there's over 100-something chapters across the nation.
I mean, I think it's more like 230. It's a huge number, crazy. And there's, I don't know, 12,000 volunteers. We've been talking. You know what? Ever since I started doing the segment with SCORE, I can't stop talking about it to people and saying this is just an amazing organization. It's the best kept secret out there.
It really is, and I had used it for one of my past businesses. That's how I found out about SCORE. And then as I started to volunteer for SCORE and help them on their social media committee and with some of their initiatives, I was like, wow, there's some heavy hitters, especially in our chapter. One of our guys is Tom Patty, who used to be a big exec over at Try It Day, worked with Steve Jobs and did Nike campaigns. And I was like, how are these people volunteering their time for a good, you know, cause and helping small businesses in Orange County? It's amazing.
You know, it really, it kind of dovetails into the whole aging and rewiring of America. A lot of people saying, you know what, I'm done with working full time for a big company, but I still want to give back somewhere. And that's what they're doing, is
right,
finding that's a great organization. So Jerome, tell us about your background. Where have you been and what have you done?
Sure. Oh, my background's in restaurants. That's my true love, actually. My family owns some restaurants in Long Beach and kind of got started growing up there, started my own restaurant and eventually sold that and kind of got into restaurant consulting. Which led me into social media. So I started helping restaurants with their social media campaigns. And then out of that, ended up starting a few social media companies, which is what I do today.
Yeah, if you're in a restaurant, you better know social media these days.
Yeah,
right?
It's necessary. You can't live without it if you're not using social media, especially in a lot of consumer, and you'd even be surprised, B2B businesses, if you're not using social media, you know, your competitors are just going to kill you nowadays. So,
well, you know, that's where I get where if you own a restaurant or dry cleaner or some mm-hmm. other type of a business that relies on the consumer walking across your door instead of your threshold instead of somebody else's.
Sure.
You better be in front of them in as many ways as possible. Now, a lot of people are confused. Well, I'm a professional, or I have a manufacturing business. How do I use social media?
Right.
And what's the best way? And it's confusing for a lot of people.
Right. Well, what's interesting is Facebook is the biggest B2B platform out there, actually. There's so many people on Facebook now. I mean, the fastest growing segment is 65 and older. So it's not only, you know, the kids, the 18-year-olds that are on social media now, it's their grandparents. And a lot of times they're signing them up for an account just so they can, you know, see their grandkids' pictures, keep mm-hmm. in touch, read the Wall Street Journal feed. But what's important is now those people, that generation, are on social media, so they're seeing advertisements, they're getting engaged, and you can actually reach them on a consumer or on a business level. And even as a restaurant owner, if I'm trying to reach restaurant owners B2B, they're obviously going to be on Facebook trying to market to their consumers. So it's, I mean, everyone's on it now, and it's quite an interesting lead generation tool.
And it'd be real easy, Jerome, if it was only Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's
I think
true.
A lot of us would be real happy if nobody else came along. But now we have, you know, Twitter, we have LinkedIn, we have Instagram, we have Vine, we have keep going and going
Pinterest
and going. And Pinterest, yeah, yeah, and all the up-and-comers out there.
Uh-huh.
And I think the big confusion for a lot of us that grew up with the Yellow Pages is right. that, great, we want to use this stuff, but we don't know what message do I send and how often do I send and what do I do? So
yeah.
It gets very confusing.
Well, the good news is especially as a small business, you don't need to be on every single platform at the same time. You know, leave that to the corporations that are trying to they're saturated on Facebook, they're saturated on Twitter, they're trying to hit every single element they can. What I usually teach is, you know, Facebook is the largest social media platform for consumers, for B2B, for everything. So that, from a statistics point of view, they own about 34% of the social media market as far as traffic goes. The next biggest one is Twitter, which only owns 4%. So it goes from 34 to 4% and then down to LinkedIn, which is 1%. So, I mean, they have 34 times the amount of traffic as LinkedIn. So if you're going to pick one, start, you can't, you actually, as a small business, can just use Facebook. That's all you need.
And that's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought LinkedIn was much closer to them than that. And I thought Twitter was in third. So
they're the monopoly right now of social media. They're like the Google. They actually just passed Google as the most visited site in the world. So they're huge.
Demographically, male, female, is it more one way or the other?
Social media has always been a little more female oriented. Facebook's pretty, a little more even than most. Obviously, Pinterest is going to be female dominated.
LinkedIn more male dominated?
LinkedIn's a little more male dominated just because it's, business.
So if, depending on your end user, your consumer that you're really trying to target to, there may be a combination of a few different platforms.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
But so how do you get traction in this? How does somebody start off and say, okay, I've been ignoring it. Now I'm really going to get into this thing. And how do I get traction out of this? How do I get customers coming to me because of this? What do I have to do?
Right. I would, again, start with Facebook, and Facebook has a beautiful ads manager. It's very easy to use, very intuitive. So you can literally go in there, and if you're a restaurant or if you're even somebody marketing nationwide, you can target a very specific audience. And that's why Facebook spends so powerful and been blowing up, because you can use hashtags and use people's interests. If I know, you're interested in, high-end wine, and they actually let you target people by net income now too. I mean, there's a million ways to target somebody. So I can get down to exactly the consumer profile that I want to. Somebody that's, 40 to 50, likes good wine, likes good Italian food, and that lives in this geographic area, 25 miles around the city of Newport Beach. So you can really show your advertisements only to those people.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So you can really dig into that. And what's this? We hear about viral marketing. What is that all about?
Sure. Yeah. You hear that term a lot in social media. Get it. I got this to go viral. This video went viral. As far as business is concerned, to get something to go viral means that not only did the people that are following your page see that and interact with that, but their friends started to, and then their friends started to, because everyone's linked on social media. That's really the powerful thing. So if I can get, all of my followers to enter, let's say a sweepstakes, and I'm giving away, a gift card or something cool. A lot of people do iPads, things like that. And they enter that sweepstakes and enter their name and email address and, do the whole, database building thing. But then they share that with their friends and they have 300 friends. That's 300 new impressions. And then they follow your page, they enter their email address, they share it with their friends, and it starts to, that's what we call going viral, and it gets bigger than your reach ever was to begin with.
That's pretty amazing stuff. We're talking with Jerome Chiaro from Score 114, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to ask Jerome for a few stories and tips, ideas, and precautions that you can use. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Are you a small business owner looking for help from experienced people who have been there and done that? You might not need to look any further than your local SCORE chapter. SCORE has been helping to grow successful small businesses across America, one business at a time, since 1964. There are over 300 chapters nationwide, and you can find workshops, one-on-one mentoring, a wide variety of tools and resources. Why not contact your local SCORE chapter and find out what they have available for you? Find out more at www.score.org or in Orange County, California, contact scoreoc.org. That's scoreoc.org. Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with Jerome Chiaro, who's visiting with us from Score 114. And before the break, we talked about all the wonderful world of social media and how you can get started and get some traction and hopefully get something going viral so that lots and lots of people are looking at it. Now, let me ask you a question, Jerome. How important is Yelp these days?
Well, I think a lot of business owners have a love-hate relationship with Yelp, especially in the restaurant world and in a lot of consumer goods industries. And it's kind of a necessary evil at this point. You know, if you're not on Yelp and if you're not actively getting reviews from your good customers, your bad customers are going to, the ones that are pissed off and, you know, that are motivated to write a review are going to do that, and you're going to have all negative reviews. So one thing we teach and help, you know, help our clients with is actually, once you build that database, you have a nice email list, you have a good social media following, encouraging those people to write a review about your business. And there's ways to do that. There's ways to incentivize them to do that. Yelp doesn't really like that, but it's part of the game. And it's really important nowadays, though, because every time somebody writes a review on Yelp, it gives you a good increase in rank, so people can find you on Yelp. And then every time somebody writes a review on Google, which now has their own review system, you get a good SEO, a search engine boost, so people can find you better on Google. And Facebook is doing the same.
So incentivizing somebody, because it's easy, if somebody gets mad, they go to Yelp and they say, right, I'm going to write a bad review.
Right.
How do you incentivize somebody to write a good review? Just asking?
Yeah, well, asking is good, but even a better strategy, let's say you had a couple thousand followers on an email marketing database, right, that I've been in contact with, sending out promotions. Say, hey, you know, enter to win a $50 gift card by writing a good review about us on Yelp or on Google or on Facebook. So that way you're kind of giving them an incentive to do it. And most likely, you know, a lot of your good customers are going to want to do that anyway.
So always have some kind of an incentive going on. It seems like that's what drives a lot of this stuff. And I guess a lot of people are asking, well, if I keep giving away all these incentive and stuff and I'm collecting information, is it really getting me anywhere? Am I getting traction out of it? And I guess the only proof would be, are your sales going up?
Right.
Besides the fact that if you're not doing it, you're falling behind everybody else who's running off with this stuff, right?
Right. Well, here's the thing about social media. It's nice to have followers and all these, you know, on all these different platforms. But if you're not converting those into an email database, I mean, email's been around for a while and it's proven. I can say, I'm going to send out this email. This many people are going to open it. This many people are going to click on it. This many people are actually going to act on it and come to my place of business or buy online or whatever. So, I mean, you can prove the statistics from there. Social media, it's a little harder. It's a little gray, more of a gray area. So all good social media marketers are going to convert your followers into emails and then emails into actual customers.
I got you. Okay. So that's the end game is get people on your email list.
Yes. That's the end game.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. So tell us a couple of client stories. What do you have for us?
Sure. Well, from since I started working with Score, one of my favorite clients, her name is Pazit, and she owns a company called Lully Boo. They have these little baby cradles, which are really cool, that they're portable, you can carry with her. So She's used quite an array of our Score mentors. And what's great about Score is you can use as many mentors as you want. So she met with Tom Patty, Bob Goodlowski. I mean, she started as a very small business, I think 4 or 5 years ago, and then she's in a bunch of big retail stores now. But what I helped her with is obviously social media. She came talking about her Facebook page, and when she started, I think she was around 1,000 followers. I helped her with some of these strategies we were talking about, and I looked at her Facebook page yesterday. She's about 3,200, so she's moving along. So, and she's doing awesome. I think she got into Walmart and some pretty big stores through not through me, but through some of our other Score mentors. So she's great.
So she started small, learned from the different Score mentors, yes, and then just started a campaign and has kept with it. This is kind of looking back at what can happen 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
Exactly. Right? It's a good point. It's not overnight. You know, it took her, you know, trial and error and finding the right people. And she just kept asking for help. And I think that's why she's successful.
I think a lot of people are wondering that as they start these campaigns, they're like, I'm sure putting a lot of effort into this and I'm just not seeing it. When am I going to see a payoff? And like you said, get some traction out of this down the road.
Right.
So you have any other stories for us?
Sure. I got one more for you. There's Sylvan and Dave. They're local here in Costa Mesa. They own a company called Dogma Pet Portraits. They do actually take really high end, you know, if you want like a cool portrait of your dog. Or you with your dog, something. They're really cool people. Mm-hmm. So
people love that.
Yeah, they do. It's a cool industry. Yeah. It's a cool industry. Mm-hmm. So they're some of my favorite clients. I meet with them pretty often. And one thing I remember at the beginning, we were talking about email marketing, and that's, you know, one of the things I help people with is email marketing. And they're saying, you know, they had a nice list, and they were doing sweepstakes. They're actually doing a lot of good things, but people weren't really responding. And I kind of went into their email campaign and helped them develop it. So their click-through rate, which is how many people actually click on the action item on your email, we got it from 5% up to 12%. So that's, yeah, they're cool. And so I meet with them
just
pretty
by
often.
Your messaging or the way you were.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of techniques involved. Yeah. One, I'll give you a tip. One thing they were doing is they're adding a lot of images and a lot of kind of fluff to the emails. And what happens is if the more images and the more links and the more fluff you add to your emails, the bigger chance it's going to go to spam. Plus, people think it's a corporate email. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is very personal email. Like, I want to make my business emails look like it's coming from me personally. Mm. And that way, you can't tell, not you can't tell the difference. You might know it's like an email marketing, but at least, you know, include my first name. You know, don't add a bunch
more
of...
More conversational.
Yeah, more less, conversational. Exactly.
Less of a pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
People, the BS meter's up for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, delete.
Right.
So you said you had some good sites or some tools for our listeners. What can you tell us?
Sure. We've talked about a lot today, so I wanted to give your listeners some things that they can take with them. And most of these are free tools, are really inexpensive. One, if you're thinking about creating like a sweepstakes or some of these Facebook-like incentives that we've been talking about, check out shortstackapp.com. That's shortstackapp. And it's free for up to 2,000 followers. It's very intuitive. You can install apps on your Facebook page, create sweepstakes contests. There's just tons of cool tips there. So that's a good one. Also, definitely use an email marketing software. That's huge. You can only send like 250 emails a day out of Gmail, and it just gets crazy. So as you're building your database, I like getresponse.com or aweber.com. I think they do a free trial, and then it's like $20 a month. So those are nice. And then Fiverr is huge. Social media can be daunting. I mean, there's a lot to do, a lot of posting, a lot of graphic creation. How do you get all this done? Well, check out Fiverr's Fiverr.com. People will create things for you for $5, maybe a little more. So if I want a little video for my YouTube, $5. If I want a nice graphic banner header on my Facebook page, $5. You know, if I want someone to help me create the sweepstakes, $5. So
it's amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing. When I first found out about Fiverr, which was through Paul Roberts here in the studio, it's a worldwide marketplace of creative people. It's not just people that are desperate for $5. And
right.
That's what a lot of people say. How come they do it for $5? Because they're getting onto these worldwide platforms. It's really changing the way consultants should view themselves out there, creative people.
Mm-hmm.
Our world is really changing quickly, and social media is a big part of that.
Yep.
Now, if someone were to say, I appreciate that. Jerome, do you work with people outside of SCORE to help them with social media, or is that your business?
I have a few consulting businesses, but for the purposes of this interview, we'll keep it in SCORE. Yeah,
but they can come talk to you and find you at SCORE.
Definitely.
And say, you know, just help me. Okay, help me for free. That's fine.
Yeah, totally.
How do they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
The best way is to go to our blog. It's scoreoc.org. And there's some great articles, good content. There's our office number there. So you can call, check out my schedule, see when I'm available, and we can book something. And then again, there's you know, over 100 mentors just in our chapter. So, and I mean, you can see as many mentors as you want. And we do have people that are also doing social media and search engine optimization and those kind of cutting edge techniques. I'm also doing a workshop in May. So, you can sign up for that and come to that. Most of our workshops are free. I think this one's paid. It's like $30. So
they'd find that on scoreoc.org as
well? Yes, exactly.
Well, there's some fantastic tools, great people at SCORE. And if you haven't checked it out, go to scoreoc.org. Look at their website. Look at the list of workshops, things that you can attend for free just to get to know it. And then you'll find that there's just a tremendous amount of resources available there. And again, SCORE is something that is funded partially by the federal government. So it's really the government put together the structure with the funding and then some corporate sponsors. But the real talent comes from the 11 to 12,000 volunteers who give their time because they really just love small business owners and they want to see them and help them. And it's a very helpful organization.
Exactly.
I can't say enough about it. And mm-hmm. So from a social media standpoint, what we've been talking about is how to get traction, how to try to get a viral campaign going, what platforms you should use. I think we covered quite a lot of ground today, Jerome.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for joining us, and I hope you'll come back again because I think at some point we want to talk and get a little deeper into this topic. I've been talking with Jerome Chiaro of SCORE 114, and we're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com. The information station for age 50 plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. so you can be well planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.